It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Shots rang out early Wednesday morning in Alexandria, Virginia, as Republican members of Congress were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game. Senator Rand Paul told MSNBC that Congressman Steve Scalise, the House GOP whip, was among those hit.
One of the things that's really fortunate and probably why not everybody probably would have died except for the fact that the Capitol Hill police were there, and the only reason they were there is because we had a member of leadership on our team. If Scalise wouldn't have been on the team, unfortunately he was hit, and I hope he does well, but also by him being there, he probably saved everybody else's life, because if you don't have a leadership person there, there would have been no security there.
Scalise remains in critical condition while the shooter died from gunshot injuries. The congressional baseball game, the most bipartisan event on Capitol Hill, goes on as scheduled Thursday night, 7:05 p.m. at National Stadium. Another bombshell story broke Wednesday afternoon by the Washington Post, reporting that Donald Trump is being investigated by special counsel Robert Mueller for possible obstruction of justice. The investigation beginning days after Comey was fired on May 9th. Spokesman for the president didn't deny the report, only saying that, quote, the FBI leak of information regarding the president is outrageous, inexcusable, and illegal. Less than 24 hours after the attorneys general of Washington, D.C. and Maryland filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump over violations of the Emoluments Clause, 196 members of Congress agreed to file a lawsuit on similar grounds, alleging that by retaining interests in his global business empire, Trump has violated constitutional restrictions on taking gifts and benefits from foreign leaders. The lead senator filing the complaint is Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, John Conyers of Michigan in the House. So far, no Republicans have joined in the suit. In a routine meeting of the Senate Help Committee on Tuesday, Committee Chair Bill Cassidy of Louisiana admitted that even he is in the dark when it comes to what's in the bill being crafted in secret by a small group of Senate Republicans to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Senator Patty Murray made light of the fact.
I know you want to go crash the secret meeting, so I don't want to hold you up too much longer. Can I come with you to crash that meeting? Because I will tell you, people across the country want to know what's in it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren was not quite so coy.
Mr. Chairman, I assume that you've seen the bill, and I'm not asking for details on this, but can we get some general outlines of the Republican plan? Will the secret Republican bill let insurance companies go ahead and drop prescription drug coverage or kick people off Medicare?
Senator Warren, I can't answer that.
CNN reporting that at a Tuesday lunch at the White House, the president told Republican senators that the House-passed health care reform bill he celebrated with a beer party in the Rose Garden was, quote, mean, that it didn't go far enough in protecting those currently insured through the marketplace, and calling for adding more money to the Senate version currently being written in secret.
The House has passed a bill, and now the Senate is working very, very hard, and specifically the folks in this room, and I really appreciate what you're doing, to come out with a bill that's going to be a phenomenal bill for the people of our country. Generous, kind, with heart. That's what I'm saying. And that may be adding additional money into it.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions declined to answer many of the questions put to him in Tuesday's hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying, quote, it's longstanding policy of the Department of Justice not to comment on conversations that the Attorney General has had with the President of the United States for confidential reasons. Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico asking about those policies.
Can you tell me what are these longstanding DOJ rules that protect conversations made in the executive without invoking executive privilege?
Senator, I'm protecting the president's constitutional right by not giving it away before he has a chance to review it. And secondly, I am telling the truth in answering your question in saying it's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice.
Are those
not
policies
to time
written?
And to make sure the president has full opportunity to decide these issues.
Can you share those policies with us? Are they written down at the Department of Justice?
I believe they are.
This is the appropriateness legal standard for not answering congressional inquiries.
It's my judgment that it would be inappropriate for me to answer and reveal private conversations with the president when he has not had a full opportunity to review the questions and to make a decision on whether or not to approve such an answer.
SNL's Kate McKinnon brought back her session's impression while guesting with Seth Meyers.
As for Jim Comey, he asked me to keep Trump out of his way, right, on that set, and I didn't respond. But the truth is, I didn't hear him. Now, this guy was about 6'8", and I had heard a sound above my head. I thought it was a cicada. You know? Refuse me.
And that's a bit of What's News for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these What's News reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.